That's what our ionic bonding is. Now, molecules then have covalent bonding between the atoms, not ionic bonding. And we must have, as a term in here used to describe our molecule, a discrete chemical unit. We can either have elements or compounds as molecules. So here we've got H2 as a molecule, so it's an element. Here we've got H2O as a compound, it's a molecule. The phases, in the case of water, it's quite easy to understand. It's either gas, liquid, or solid. When we burrow in then and start looking at what's around us, we should be able to pull apart with our microscope, study what's there and go, yes, it fits into a certain category. So in this case here, we're looking at what's going on inside that test tube. We've got the meniscus here. We start looking at the meniscus. We have got water molecules with weak bonding. These are the dot, dot, dot lines between them. And this hydrogen bonding holding each of the water molecules together in the liquid. You know, these now moving in micrometers per second. In contrast, here we've got that silica, SiO2. This is then a covalently bonded amorphous material. We've got weak attractions between that liquid and the solid. Over on the other side, we've got the snow crystals then, where each water molecule is organized and it's weak bonding to the next. This hydrogen bonding to form a hexagonal open space, giving this thing quite a low density as a solid. So throughout, we're trying to understand the observed physical, the chemical characteristics in terms of the